regular, or decaf. Back to the Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour on WICC 600 and 95.9, the voice of Connecticut.
So I have to tell you, we've got the owner of the Post Road Diner sitting in front of me. Teddy is here. And Teddy, do you know, it was actually WICC listeners who said, if you're coming to Norwalk, you have to go to the Post Road Diner to do your show. It was actually our listeners who told us it. You can't do a diner tour without stopping here.
Well, that is very impressive. Very happy to hear that.
Yeah, well, thank you for letting us set up a radio station in your diner today. How are
you? Not a problem. I'm very grateful for you guys coming. And very happy. Thank you.
Yeah. So it was funny because you and I were talking before we got on air. Have you ever had a radio broadcast set up at your diner before?
Yes. About 20 years ago, WB 108 did a morning show here.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of fun. And it kind of reminded me when in the old days in small towns, there was like a grocery store and like a mini diner all together. And There used to be radio stations inside the local radio stations in there. And they used to do all the broadcasting from there, what was going on in town and everything.
Really?
And I really liked it when we did it here with WB 108. It was so much fun. And I said, I wish I had the space to do a booth and have every morning a show here live from here. So this way locals can come by and tell the news of what's going on in town, especially when we have like snowstorms. We stay open for all the plow guys in the city.
And
it's like we know everything that's going on in town here, because everybody comes here and shares all the information that's going on in town.
I mean, it makes sense. So if you ever set up a radio station at your diner, can I just apply for that job? Because that sounds great.
No, your radio station will just come. I just have to get the space in here.
Okay.
To give you guys a nice booth so you can do the show every morning.
This was so not on my bingo card to have a permanent radio station in the diner, but that would be so cool. So
and guess
you let
what?
Me know.
You'll have breakfast every day.
And we have breakfast every day. Look, my entire team is just shaking our head. Yes. So I'll have my people call your people.
Yes.
You
definitely,
let me know. Right?
Definitely. Yes.
That's very neat, though. So WB 108 is our sister station. Was it Storm and Norman who came here?
Yes.
Oh, Normie. Yes. Normalicious. Yes. That's amazing. I love that. How long have you been in business, Teddy?
This June, we're going to close 30 years.
Wow. How has the diner kind of industry changed in 30 years?
It hasn't changed a lot. It just became more bigger in the menu size because people are more educated. So the diners, without realizing, started becoming more and more bigger menus and becoming also ethnic. So the original diner is all-American restaurant with home-cooked meals. But then over the years, since like Greeks took a lot of the diners, they started putting the Greek food into it. So a lot of people say diners are Greek. No, diners are American 100%. When you want to say an American restaurant, it's a diner. And all the diners were owned by family people, you know, mom and papa business. But now we have, because we have employees from different countries, so now we have other foods in there, like Mexican food, you know. So we have tacos, we have a little bit. So the menus have gotten a lot more bigger. And
is that overwhelming to have? I've always wondered how, I mean, and you guys do well with all your dishes. It's not like you.
Well, the main ingredients are pretty much the same. It's just how you cook them and what seasonings you put in it. And that's why you can take a chicken breast and you can make all kinds of food.
Fair.
It's just having the knowledge by your cooks. And since we have cooks from different countries, we were able to do that. And it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's so cool. What would you say is your specialty dish?
That's very difficult.
That's like picking a favorite child, right? That's so mean.
Yes.
We still
yes.
ask my parents, though, out of the five, who's the favorite child. So I have to ask you, though. Is there one that you is like a, how about an old reliable? Like if you're having a bad day, what do you order?
Well, always when somebody has the bad day, they always want something very greasy, very fatty. So, you know, a nice burger, turkey club, a BLT is like the most popular things. So, but a cheeseburger and a milkshake does the work.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, and you can always have breakfast any time of the day. Although this is, I have to say, in the 3 years I've done the diner tour, Teddy, this was the earliest I've ever eaten breakfast. I already had it at 6 something in the morning. It was great. Yeah.
You had your breakfast a little bit, but I did stop you because now I'm going to make you we call it a breakfast pizza.
Right.
Since we have pizza in our menu. But
look at my engineer's face. Yes, he's very excited about that.
But actually, this breakfast pizza, it goes back from Greece, from the Black Sea, which is a dough. When the old days, they used to bake dough and light up the wooden oven. So early in the morning, they would take the dough and they would just take pieces and open it up into like a shape, like a little boat, put some homemade butter, crack some eggs, and throw it in the oven so they can eat. And that is called the Pirninli. It comes from the Black Sea. It's over 200 or 300 years old.
Wow.
And that over the years, you know, grew in Greece. And my mother was the first one that took the pizza, since my cousins used to own a pizza place, and did the same thing in the pizza pan with the dough. And we do it now here for fun.
That's so awesome.
We enjoy it. So I'm going to make you guys later so you can enjoy that.
Teddy, that's so nice of you. Yeah, we're very excited to try anything here. I mean, and I love that you've kept the feel of kind of an old school diner here. Has it changed here? Like, have you done any upgrades? Because it's, I mean, even from as soon as you pull in, the lighting, the display, the paintings on the wall where you park, I mean, it's really, it's very cool.
Yeah, retro. When we bought the diner, it wasn't nothing like this. It was all taken out, all the stainless steel, everything.
Really?
The original was taken out. In the late 70s, the previous owner renovated it and made it more to that day. So we fell in love with our diner, and then we started researching how our diner was. So we found out who built our diner, because back in the early 60s, there were about four companies in New York, New Jersey that built diners.
Sure.
And we found that our diner was built in 1948 from the company called Paramount Diners.
Okay.
And it was built for under the Brooklyn Bridge on the Brooklyn side.
Really?
And it was put there until middle of 1960, caught a little fire in the front by the counter, and they closed it. And a gentleman, a Greek gentleman from Norwalk, bought the diner, brought it where ShopRite Plaza is. It was a banquet hall that he was the chef, fixed that up, and then found this lot here and put it here.
Wait, lifted the diner building?
Yeah, the front of the diner is it's actually like a trailer.
What the what? Are you serious? That's so cool.
Yeah, diners are modules.
So is this, okay, so what I'm looking at here, is that the divider?
Yes.
Wow, that is so cool.
That is the diner. The rest of this part of the building that you're sitting here in the kitchen was built here on site.
That is so cool.
So diner started as a wagon car. The first diner was a wagon car in Providence, Rhode Island in 1887 with a horse.
Well, she looks pretty good.
And
that was pretty good.
And diners were for blue collar people, so they used to go and park like a food truck close to factories.
Yeah.
And because in Rhode Island in the wintertime it gets cold, and it just had a little window, so then the gentleman that had that wagon car made it bigger and made a little room so you can come in, and it would just stand up a counter and you would get your breakfast, and they had the little grill, the coffee, and every day at home they'll make like a meatloaf or roast beef. For like sandwiches.
That is so cool.
And then because every day that cart will go there with the horse, then the cars came out, trucks. So he asked permission from the owner of the factory to park it there. So he put it on blocks and didn't have to use a horse. And then after World War I, they started making them bigger.
Wow.
And the whole thing just got bigger. And then this actually cart here, it's designed where the axle goes underneath it. And it's pulled by truck because we didn't have back in the early 1900s big tractor trailers.
Wow.
Then after World War I, they started making them as a module, putting it on a big tractor trailer with a flatbed. Crane would lift it up, foundation, and dropped.
Wow. Well, no wonder listeners said you have to come here if you're going to do it. Because, man, just the history, the vibe here, your whole team is amazing, by the way.
We're a family.
You could tell. You could tell. Well, then I will not say team anymore. I'm done with that term. We're family here. It's really such an honor to be here. And I want to thank you, Teddy, again, and your entire family for letting us do our show here, our diner tour
here. Thank you. We are very grateful that you guys are here.
Yeah, absolutely. I think now you're stuck with us. See, we're a family too. Yeah,
that's
and
it.
We stick. So you're probably stuck with us now, probably forever, as long
Not
as we
problem.
Do this.
Not a problem.
Okay, fantastic, Teddy. I'm going to hold you to it. We are going to be right back with our Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour, stop number 2 right here at the Post Road Diner in Norwalk. We're going to be right back after our news, traffic, and weather.